This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins is facing pushback from federal immigration officials for instructing her staff to notify her if federal immigration officers are seen questioning or apprehending people at county courthouses. Rollins lays out those plans in a lengthy policy memo issued yesterday. In it, she also outlines her approach to generally not prosecuting certain crimes, including shoplifting and drug possession. She joins us now, District Attorney Rollins. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Of course.
So in your policy memo, you tell staff to report to you or other office leadership if they see ICE or Homeland Security officers trying to question or apprehend someone in or around any Suffolk County courthouse. Can you explain what you're trying to accomplish there?
Yes, I believe that the public spaces in courthouses are places where people should feel comfortable going to get help. A lot of the cases that we have depend on victims and witnesses being willing to cooperate with us and place their trust in the courts, and that includes immigrants. And if there's a fear of arrest or deportation that drives them away, we lose their help and we lose our cases. So events like this don't help the administration of justice. I want to be notified when they happen.
Well, what action would you be able to take in that sort of circumstance?
As the district attorney, I first and foremost am going to be documenting when it is this occurs and seeing what the outcomes are as a result of any chilling effect that might happen there. Or we could also go so far as to possibly see about getting that individual back. Certainly if it's somebody who's charged with a crime, I believe that a criminal violation in Suffolk County trumps a civil federal order.
You mentioned trust a moment ago, and ICE's Boston office has said that your policy would essentially promote fear and suspicion of law enforcement and hurt trust in the law enforcement community. How do you respond to that?
Well, I disagree. I don't think that the district attorney being notified of federal agents going into municipal, district, and state courthouses where my business is conducted and me knowing about it in any way changes what people already think about ICE and Department of Homeland Security, and in particular, the immigrant community. So I'm willing and able to speak with ICE and intend to, but I'm simply asking that I'm notified if they're coming into the jurisdiction where I'm the chief law enforcement officer and responsible for making sure that people are showing up to court, our victims, our witnesses, and very candidly, sir, even people that might not be handling criminal matters.
Switching gears a little bit, you're also following through on a campaign pledge regarding some low-level nonviolent crimes such as shoplifting and trespassing. Now, the plan is to generally not prosecute those crimes, but you will seek what's called community-based accountability when appropriate. Can you explain what that means?
Yes. The options are that these list of 15 charges that overwhelmingly are committed due to mental illness, substance use disorder, or poverty are either outright dismissed in the first instance or possibly diverted. And if a condition is met, then it's dismissed. Or, depending on the facts of each case, which, of course, we're going to always look at, it could proceed in the usual course, and the individual could go through the criminal justice system. What we are doing, sir, is trying to really reduce the footprint of our office in these very low-level but extremely common cases that are clogging up the criminal justice system.
I want to play a piece of tape, if we can, from Governor Charlie Baker, who was asked earlier today about the memo. And he said he hadn't read the full memo, but he had seen the reporting about it. And he said he wanted to make sure that people who have done bad things to people get prosecuted.
Certainly the criminal justice bill that we worked on and got passed last year was built on the idea that people shouldn't be branded for the rest of their lives for making a mistake. But I certainly believe that victims are owed a criminal justice system that takes their interests and their issues as seriously as everybody else's.
So I guess what I want to ask out of that is, what is your response to that concern that victims could be losing out because of this policy, or that crimes that perhaps should be prosecuted won't be?
I think we have taken a lot of time to make sure that we, in every instance, are going to make sure if there are victims of these crimes, they're spoken to. But to the governor's point, I don't believe that people should be branded based on these low-level, non-serious crimes. And what we're going to do is try to get these people help that they need, get the item returned, make sure the victim is made whole. There's a civil stay away order, possibly, but overwhelmingly, I want these people out of the criminal justice system so they can get the help that they actually need, because we're the catch basin at the end of many, many societal failures. But I agree with the governor. Victims are owed answers, and we will make sure that they're involved in any of the decisions that we're making.
That's Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.